some drawers in them, but most of your real older ones, I think, that we used, that I remember, did not have drawers. You might stack stuff in the bottom, but usually it was for hanging space. But just about none of your normal houses had closets, you know, as we know them today.
What about something just with drawers in it that you'd keep clothes in?
Chest of drawers, a dresser would be the.
What's the difference?
Your chest of drawers doesn't normally have a mirror on it. Of course, your dresser does. That's about the difference. But now that was the terms that I remember in growing up.
And something on rollers that you can put in the window and pull down to keep out the light.
Oh, shades.
And the top of the house is called the.
The ceiling is what we call it.
Or the covering on the house.
Oh, the roof.
And something along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Oh, your gutter.
Is that built in or does it?
There aren't too many houses in the area where we live that had guttering. None, really. Mm-hmm. I doubt that. Because I say ours is not one of the more affluent residential areas. It's just real farming.
Uh-huh.
Section, and that's what they depended on, and their homes were not as nice as some of the others. But in even around here, you won't find guttering on too many other than your later homes or something like that.
What about on an old-fashioned type house, when you have a house and an L, what did you call that low place where they came together?
It came together in a L, the valley. Now that's what we normally speak of it, where you're coming together like that. You've got to put tin in the valley before you put the shingles on.
And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof, where the area under.
Oh, up in the attic.
Okay.
Well, we never did have one. I don't believe I was around anybody that had attic rooms and growing up. So I'm not really that for me.
Say if you had a lot of old worthless things like old broken furniture and so forth that you were going to throw away, what might you call that?
I'd probably call it antiques now, but it would have been junk as we came along, just strictly junk.
And a room that could be used to store odds and ends in, you'd call it?
I don't remember any particular term that we had for that. But as I say, we were so so limited on living space that we didn't have a great deal of storage space. It wasn't necessary.
Well, do you ever hear of a lumber room or junk room?
Not a lumber room, I don't believe as such. And in the early years, not a junk room. As I say, we needed every ounce of space that we had for living, because there was eight of us in living in our house.
Eight?
Yeah, my grandfather and my mother's youngest sister always lived with us. And it was the most natural thing in the world for them to be there. I didn't realize it was supposed to create any problems with anything until after we were all grown. But it was like having two daddies. We loved our granddaddy. He was just one of the nicest people and one of the... And May, that was Mama's baby sister that lived with us, was like having two mothers, except that second one petted you even more than the first one. We lost her with cancer a little over a year ago, and it just doesn't seem real yet. But and that wasn't a problem, but there was quite a few of us. There were four of our children, and Granddad and May and Mom and Daddy, and made eight of us live in this. There wasn't any room for much junk. So we didn't have that, and I'm not familiar with it.